Looks like it'll be Westbrook, Johnson, Nolan, Williams, and Colton Iverson. So the same lineup that went into the timeout for Minnesota remains on the floor as Westbrook will inbound the basketball from the left baseline. Again, 15:38 to play here in the second half. Canes trail the Golden Gophers by two. Westbrook throws it into Iverson. Left wing now back to Westbrook. Westbrook drives into the lane to the right. And the floater over to Quan Jones and in. So just like that, Minnesota back up by four.
And a nice pretty little floater there right in the lane. As you were saying, barely able to get it over to Quan Jones, which is a pretty tough task. DaQuan Jones got quite some hops.
Malcolm Grant passes to Garius Adams. Adams with the high Sox for Miami. Now Adrian Thomas hits the three from the top of the key. That gets the Hurricane crowd fired up. And Miami trails 35-36. Now it's Al Nolan for Minnesota. Miami back into its 2-3 zone defense. Now Iverson controls it on the left block. Now gets it to Johnson. Johnson to Williams from the right corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Malcolm Grant. Canes with a chance to take the lead. Grant to Garius Adams, right wing. Adams is Minnesota once again in their zone. Thomas left wing. He'll take another three. That one, no good. Rebound tipped up and gathered by Colton Iverson. And DaQuan Jones tried to steal it, but tipped it out of bounds, and Minnesota keeps the ball.
And that last ball just went off of the fingertips of Dwayne Collins, who almost came down with another offensive board for the Hurricanes, who currently have 11 offensive rebounds, 24 rebounds overall for the Hurricanes, 15 for Minnesota.
Back into the game for the Golden Gophers is the junior, Blake Hoffbarber. He replaces Rodney Williams. Al Nolan with the basketball for Minnesota. Along the left wing, guarded by Malcolm Grant. Now gets it to Westbrook, top of the key. Moving to his left now. Westbrook around the defense. The up and under layup. That one's no good. Rebound put up by Johnson. The offensive board there. And the basket is good. Minnesota now leads by three once again.
And Johnson didn't give up on that last one, following his own miss on the board to finally put it back in.
Malcolm Grant with the ball for Miami. He'll take the three from the right wing, and that one's good. Malcolm Grant locked in from beyond the arc, and once again, actually now Miami ties the game 38-38. And now it's Al Nolan looking for himself. Gets it up to Hoffbarber. Looks to answer from three, and that one swishes through. So just like that, Minnesota takes another three-point lead.
And we mentioned how much of a sniper Hoffbarber is from behind the three-point arc. A big answer from Minnesota.
And now Malcolm Grant moves to the right, gets it back to Thomas, left wing. Gathers it. Now down low into Dwayne Collins. Collins spin move left side. Off the window. No good. Rebounded Al Nolan. Looking to add to this three-point lead. They'll push to Westbrook. Westbrook driving on Malcolm Grant. Now down low. Double team. Gets it out to Al Nolan. Al Nolan the wide open three. That one no good. Players on the floor. Rebound Dwayne Collins. Collins gets it back to Malcolm Grant. Now Grant pushing up the left side. Now we'll slow it down. Bring it back to the middle and reset the Miami offense.
Yeah, we've had a very fast pace in this second half. Grant just trying to slow things down, knowing that there's still 13 minutes to play.
And three Hurricanes are waiting to come in as Garius Adams gets the ball stripped by Westbrook. 3-on-2 break for Minnesota. Hoffbarber back to Westbrook, and he'll be fouled by Malcolm Grant. Westbrook will get a pair of free throws here as Minnesota looks to add to their three-point lead.
But if you're Malcolm Grant, that's not a bad foul to give up on that one. Westbrook and Minnesota had the advantage, as you said, a 3-on-2 advantage, and instead Grant forces Westbrook to earn him from the charity stripe.
Westbrook, Minnesota's leading scorer with 13, but that free throw no good as Frank Haith looks for a bit of a different lineup here as Duran Scott, Reggie Johnson, and James Dunes all come into the game.
We mentioned Reggie Johnson, what an impact he made in Miami's come from behind victory against South Carolina. He's put himself in a similar situation now with Miami down.
DeVoe Joseph has entered replacing Al Nolan as Westbrook's second free throw. That one off the iron, off the glass, and in. Minnesota now leads 42-38.
Number one.
Another substitution now as Paul Carter checks back into the game. He replaces the star Damian Johnson for the Golden Gophers.
And if you're a Miami, this is a huge possession down four. You have to be able to answer Minnesota.
Malcolm Grant to Adrian Thomas, left wing. He's got his back to the basket. Now hands it to Duran Scott. Scott back to Thomas, left wing. Over to Malcolm Grant. He'll take another three. Grant puts it up. That one, no good. And they're going to call a push-off foul on Reggie Johnson. Or did the ball just go out of bounds? Ball went out of bounds. Minnesota gets the ball back. DeVoe Joseph bringing it up. 12 and a half minutes to play in this game. Minnesota up 42-38. Joseph to Carter. Carter to Hoffarber, right wing. Takes the long three. That one no good, but gets his own rebound, resets the offense. Back to DeVoe Joseph. He's guarded man-to-man by Malcolm Grant. And now Adrian Thomas with the defense. This is over to Hoffarber, left wing. Gets it to Westbrook. Westbrook drives along the left baseline. And the ball stolen by James Dews. Over to Durant Scott as Miami pushes. Scott up the right sideline. Now back to Dews. At the top of the key now from the left elbow, the jump shot. That one's good. James Dews answers. Miami trails by just two. Back up the court is DeVoe Joseph for the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Gets it to Hoffarber at the top of the key. Hoffarber guarded by Dews. Now to Westbrook. Westbrook double team. Gets it to Carter. Carter takes the shot. No good. Rebound Durant Scott. And Scott collects the ball. He's got Dews open on the break. Gets it to his left corner. Three-pointer. Short, rebounded by Minnesota.
Miami's had their chances for a big shot several times now, and they've come up short so far every single time.
Now DeVoe Joseph slows the pace as we will get a media timeout on the next stoppage of play. DeVoe Joseph, a behind-the-back dribble at the left elbow, now gets it to Carter. Carter guarded by Adrian Thomas. Spins back to the right. And the shot deflected by Thomas. Gathered by Durant Scott now, who will slow the pace down once again for Miami. With just about 11 minutes to play in this ballgame, the Canes again trailing by two.
If you're Miami, you can take your time. You can set up a good shot here, which would be big.
Malcolm Grant, the long three from the top of the key. That one's good. The Cane student section goes crazy, and Miami leads 43-42.
What a shot from Malcolm Grant from the parking lot.
And Miami leads 43-42.
Now Lawrence Westbrook has the ball as Minnesota looks to answer. Westbrook to the top of the key. Now drives right. And they're going to wave off the shot attempt. They'll call Adrian Thomas for the foul on the floor. So Minnesota will have the basketball when we come back. It's the Miami Hurricanes 43. The Minnesota Golden Gophers 42. 10.5 minutes to play. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 90.5 WVUF.